Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Do you tweet or post information on Facebook about your employment status, home foreclosures in your neighborhood, or other potentially sensitive information? Well, SmartMoney.com is reporting that lenders are starting to look at social networking sites, especially Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, to get information about their customers. So here's what you need to know. First, a company called RapLeaf.com is already providing lenders with data taken from customers' Facebook pages. It's only a matter of time before more of these data scanning companies come online. And number two, so far, RapLeaf insists it's only providing data for targeted marketing campaigns, and that the information is not used to make lending decisions. But it's anybody's guess when information you post or tweet starts to affect your credit score. And finally, anything you post on the internet is public information, and there's nothing illegal about lenders using it however they wish. Now, if a lender denies you a loan based on information taken from your Facebook page without disclosing the source, it could violate the Fair Credit Reporting Act. But the bottom line is this. You have to be very careful about what you post or tweet. To their credit, RapLeaf.com does allow customers to opt out of its database. Just go to crown.org and click on My Money Life. We'll have the link there for you if you want to opt out. And while you're there, register for the free God Provides film tour coming to a city near you. This Thursday we're in Atlanta. Next Thursday we'll be in Chattanooga. For details, go to crown.org/register.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.